All right, welcome to the Eclipse Oniro Talk, Lightning Talk. Thank you to the organizers of FOSDEM 2022 for selecting our project, for selecting this talk. It's a pleasure to be here. I will start by introducing myself and then talking a little bit about why Oniro should exist and what is Oniro and the key characteristics. I will start by sharing my screen. And all right, so I hope you see the slide. So my name is Agustin Benito. I'm Oniro Program Manager at Eclipse Foundation. I'm an enthusiast, an open source enthusiast, and also a professional. I've been a lot of my career focused on operating systems. I'm a remote work advocate. And well, you can learn about myself at my site. Well, Oniro is an open source project. Well, it's more than that. But here you have a set of links that you will recognize like any other typical well-structured, well-designed open source project. I think you can go over the links there, mailing list, chat channels, join us on Twitter, follow us. I hope that this Lightning Talk gives you reasons to do so. Okay, so those of you who are old enough remember the days in which the mainframe industry or the enterprise industry was, it was not a fair competition environment. Doing business was tough. And then those of you who are a little younger saw how open source in the same way that helped to bring a more fair competition and a better user experience in the enterprise world, did the same, for example, in the networking world, in the networking industry for the last few years, right? Sadly, IoT is a little bit like networking was back then, back in the days, or like enterprise or mainframes where. Basically, there is a whole lot of fragmentation. It's an unfair environment in many ways that discourage healthy competition. There is locking everywhere, and many other factors that I'm not going to go through ends up in very little collaboration, in poor development experience, and definitely unsatisfactory user experience overall. So this is what we are trying to do in the same way that the distros did back there, or in the same way that some key projects in the networking space are doing for the networking industry. That's what we want to do with Oniro on the IoT world. So what we envision is basically to create a platform that is obviously open source, that is modular, that works for a wide range of devices, big and small, and provides a more curated development experience so the organizations, the professionals, the companies can provide a significantly better user experience in the IoT industry that we have, an edge industry that we have today. So Oniro pivots over four core ideas, right? The first one is a collaboration environment to change the current status quo. So we want to make sure that the people that comes to us are really want to change the existing situation. But the environment we are going to create is not any environment. It's an environment that has the Eclipse Foundation stamp on it. So it's a vendor neutral environment where open governance is a norm, and definitely it's based on the principles and practices of open source. And what we are trying to achieve, we want to create a platform for many different type of connected devices, right? And we want to do it in a very specific way. This is a project done by the industry for the industry. And in addition to that, we want to reach a global market. We want to make sure that what works when you develop something in Oniro, it works in as many markets as possible, and we reach as many markets as possible. So Onir is basically two different elements. One of them is the working group. The working group is the ecosystem of organizations that basically has two main goals. This ecosystem has two main goals. The first goal is to support the development of the Oniro platform and support the community, of developers that are doing the work. And the second one is to make sure that Oniro is a commercial success. So this working group is it's a normal working group. For those of you familiar with the Eclipse Foundation, Eclipse has created an ecosystem of organizations around open source projects through working groups. And in order to create a working group, you have to go through a process, and Oniro is going through that process. Currently, we are beginning the phase two, the incubation state, where we are kicking off the governing bodies, and afterwards we will create a program plan that will define the activity of the working group for the year, and it will be supported by the budget. And hopefully at some point this year, we will have a fully operational working group. Oniro was being developed by a group of organizations led by Huawei, Seco, Linara, and others. And now it's becoming an open source project. So more companies will join. That's the aim, and that's what we're working for. So the other leg of Oniro are the projects, the community-driven projects. And those two are separate elements that coordinate. One is not subrogated to the other one. And this is the first core big project under Oniro. And obviously it's an operating system that is Yocto-based, it's modular. We have one implementation for low power, low consumption devices with real-time kernels. And then we have a second implementation for higher profile devices, in this case based on Linux. And another interesting point is that Oniro is compatible or intends to be compatible. It's been developed to be compatible with another operating system called Open Harmony. So the applications and services that you build for one, they work on the other one with little or no effort. That's the aim. So where are we? In the project side, we are in the provisioning stage. It means that the contribution from these organizations to Eclipse Foundation is being reviewed on the IP and license front. It will be done in a short period of time, is expected, and then the code migration will be done and follow up by the services and the different tools. So at some point in time this year, very early, hopefully early this year, all the action will take place in Eclipse Foundation infrastructure and services. And from that point, we will be able to focus on the first release. On the working group side, we are entering the incubation phase. The steering committee, the first meeting took place on the 27th. And then the other governance bodies will be also kicked off. So the program plan and the budget will be created. From the foundation perspective, it was announced back in September that the Eclipse Foundation and the Open Atom Foundation, which is the organization, the foundation that hosts Open Harmony, open source project, we announced the creation of a framework agreement, and we are in further conversation that should lead us to create aligned and shared specifications. So Oniro and Open Harmony are two reference open source implementations of those open specifications. So that's basically where we are. When you think about Oniro, I like to think on the following key elements. Right? There are plenty of things that we can say about Oniro. I'm going to focus only on three. that might call your attention. The first one is that Oniro has a very solid technical team. And you know, when you have a good technical team, you can achieve great things. And many of them are well-known upstream developers in different communities. So then I mentioned that it was Oniro is by the industry, for the industry. And you know, if you are a professional, if you are a organization, you will see a lot of things that you expect from an upstream project in this case, an operating system that you want to base your products upon or you want to integrate your code with. Like, for instance, open and transparent requirement gathering and prioritization process, like a very well thought through roadmap with the releases and associated to those releases, a maintenance cycle with clear statements about what is being maintained and what not. And then I will talk a little bit about the blueprints, but a clear interface between potential users, potential contributions, and the project itself. The third element that I would like to just simply mention a little bit about is the specifications. I mentioned before that OpenAtom and the Eclipse Foundation are getting together. So OpenHarmony and Oniro create, align, and share the same specifications. Eclipse Foundation has a long history creating specifications and compatibility programs for the industry based on those specifications. So we're going to leverage all that knowledge in order to do so for this project. What is the main idea? Create an environment where co-petition is the norm. So we collaborate on the specifications front and on the implementation of Oniro, and then the members create their own products, create their own businesses, services, applications. Based on that and all that work, it can be leveraged also for OpenHarmony. I am not going to talk much about the technical aspects of Oniro. I'll just say that if you are an IoT or an embedded professional developer and you are familiar with Yocto, then Oniro is quite recognizable because it's Yocto-based and done in the Yocto way. So I will stop it there. I mentioned the blueprints, and I would like to say a few words about the blueprints. So this idea, if you're a product person or an R&D manager, or you are, you work on an integrator, or an SoC vendor, or an IoT platform provider, or any other service provider related with IoT and Edge, you might want to approach Oniro and say, okay, look, it's Oniro for me. It's Oniro. Can Oniro support my board, or does my application work at Oniro? I want to create a POC. I want to create a demo. I want to evaluate it. That's what we call blueprints. That's what blueprints are for. So basically, it's a initiative where people from the Oniro team works with your engineers to create something that works for you, and at the same time, we can leverage as use case of Oniro to show others that Oniro has makes sense. And here are some of the ones that we have done already. There are more on the pipeline. So you can see on the lower left-hand corner, you can see a door lock, or you can see also a gateway. In the center, you can see a vending machine with a board from Seco. This was from with Seco. And there are more to come, right? So approach us. This blueprint initiative is being fairly successful, and I think it's going to be very useful. And basically, that's all I wanted to say, right? In summary, Oniro is an Eclipse Foundation project and working group. It's done by the industry for the industry. It creates a healthy competition environment where cooperation and competition are enable a better development experience, so the companies can reach global markets with their products and based on and create a significantly better user experience than what we have nowadays on IoT. That's the aim. Thank you very much for your attention, and I hope to see you around Oniro, take a look.
I have a question. There's a lot of IoT platforms, such as Cumulocity and Amazon. Will you support such platforms, your products, will in your plan and working plan exist?
So if I understood your question correctly, it's about how Oniro is different or similar to all those platforms from big cloud vendors. So first of all, Oniro do not impose the need for using a cloud provider. Any specific cloud provider, not even a cloud provider itself. So how we are trying to approach a product is look, you decide how you want to interact with the cloud and which cloud. So in that regard, I think it brings a lot of flexibility to the current proposals that are out there. So if you want, obviously, the Oniro, your devices, to make it work with Amazon, then feel free to do so. But it's not something that we impose. So we are thinking about having scenarios where Oniro does not need the cloud providers or does not need a cloud. Other scenarios where you can have a private cloud, a hybrid cloud, or a public cloud. So that will be, and which ones are configured, which use cases are brought into the table, it will depend a little bit on the members that join the project or the needs from the members. Or the blueprints that we develop.
Thank you.
Let's see. I don't see any other question.
Yes, okay. When electricity goes down, there's a very chaotic, I think. IoT is very good, very helpful, but if you have no energy, no IoT, I thought.
All right, so let me just mention before we finish that you can visit our stand.
Okay, we have 25 seconds, less than 25 seconds.
So just to mention that we have a stand, feel free to join there, the Oniro stand. And you can see there the timetable for the rest of the talks that we will have this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.